The Giant's Gamble. Chapter 10. The Clerics of Cloakshadow. The School of Illusion was large but well hidden. A testament to the cloak and dagger insignia of the trickster god, Berevar Cloakshadow. Not many students were chosen to attend the school, and even fewer were wont to seek it out. Rune sought it, not out of desperation, as most others would have, but out of a combined sense of boredom and curiosity. He did not display any inclinations towards magic, nor was he the type to fight for a cause. Well, that wasn't true. He had a cause, to be a trickster. That's all there was. He didn't need vengeance on any fey-natured creature. He wasn't looking to save a damsel or duke. He didn't even care about governments or empires or their laws, so long as he wasn't caught breaking any. Jail was more of an annoyance than anything, but he still wanted to avoid it if he could. He was young and new to traveling, and while he knew a few games and tricks from his brothers, he could always do with a few more.
Arden, wait up!
Rune called, racing down the stone steps and grabbing the wall with one hand to pull himself into a sharp turn. He leapt over the last two steps, gasping for air and looking down the long hallway in front of him. The corridor was empty. Damn it, he swore. And just as he started to run, a hand darted out of a doorway and pulled him inside, slamming it closed behind them. Arden threw him against the wall and put a warning finger to his mouth. Heart pounding, Rune pushed his ear next to the door to listen. Sure enough, a few moments later, there were loud, clacking footsteps of someone descending the stairs.
They can't have gone far, whoever they are,
Cleric Sorin's voice echoed clearly down the hall.
Check every room, and send someone upstairs to clean up that mess before Cleric Dewar arrives.
There were some mutters and the flapping of wings.
Come on,
Arden said, nudging Rune and quietly making his way through the dark classroom. Rune followed in the dim light as they skirted around empty tables and dusty shelves. Arden pointed to a portion of the stone wall that, on second glance, looked to be out of place.
What is it?
Rune hissed. Arden smiled and winked, then flourished his hand in a wave and shot a piercing light at the stone, which shimmered and disappeared.
You should really get to know your illusion magic better,
he lectured Rune, not for the first time. Rune rolled his eyes and got down on his knees to crawl through. The space was barely large enough for Arden, who was a halfling and 4 feet in stature, to fit through. Just as the door opened, Arden shot up both hands and the illusion of the wall reappeared. Globules of light were sent into the room, followed by Cleric Sorin in his long, wispy gray robes.
Won't he know we're here?
Rune whispered. The old man looked around the room with glaring eyes, grumbling, then retreated, the globules of light bobbing behind him. The door clicked shut. Arden shook his head.
Trust me, Runedoc, I've been here since I was only a foot tall, and I've only scraped the surface of all the trickery in this place. There's no way that old man has figured it out.
Rune smiled wanly. You're such a know-it-all.
And you're so little, Arden said, patting Rune patronizingly on the head with a grin.
I'm only a year younger than you, Rune grumbled.
I meant your height, little gnome, he teased.
They were both in their late teens. Rune had left Evermeet only 6 months ago to join the Clerics of Cloakshadow. Arden had grown up in the old castle.
It's kind of cramped in here, Arden said finally. Where does the tunnel lead?
Rune asked, pointing his chin to the darkness.
Somewhere with rats, probably, Arden sighed, then stuck his big foot up and wiggled his toes in Rune's face.
Rune smacked his foot away. Get those hairy, smelly halfling feet off me.
How did you do it?
Do what? Arden shrugged, leaning against a stone and putting his arms behind his head as if he were lounging in the world's comfiest chair. See the illusion magic even when Cleric Sorin missed it. The halfling boy thought for a moment, then shot Rune another wicked grin. I can't give away all my secrets, especially not to you, rookie. Then he sighed again and said, Give it time, Rune. You have the gift. I could sense it on you as soon as you got here.
I'm impatient, Rune said back.
Impatience better than impotent. Or important. What's wrong with being important? Arden asked, sitting up. Important people can't hide in the shadows, Rune said seriously, scratching a nail into the stone beneath him, thinking again about his brothers in Evermeet.
Arden reached out a hand and placed it on Rune's. He looked up at him.
I think it's safe to go now, Rune said quickly, and Arden pulled his hand away, nodding, then turned and crawled out of the illusory wall, Rune following.
Arden grabbed his elbow and helped him to his feet, and their eyes met again.
Will you teach me all your tricks? Rune asked.
The ones that are teachable, Arden smiled, then folded his arms. Though it would help if you paid attention in class.
Rune wrinkled his nose. I never did like taking notes.
Arden reached into his pocket and took out a deck of cards.
Come on, let's go upstairs. I can teach you the best part of trickery.
Cards? Rune asked, raising an eyebrow.
The halfling flashed him a smile. Gambling.
I don't have any money, Rune said.
Liar, Arden said back playfully.
You know, Rune, he said, suddenly serious in the dim light of the empty classroom. You're probably the best friend I've ever made in this place.
So are you, Rune said honestly, even if you do insist on making terrible puns all the time.
Arden grinned. It's my best quality.
One of many, Rune laughed, and the halfling turned to lead him out of the door, then stopped and turned again.
I hope you stick around.
Of course I will, Rune said. Like you said, I have a lot to learn. Besides, I have nowhere else to go.
Arden nodded appreciatively and pulled the door open, quickly checking the hallway to see if it was clear.
Rune felt a strange warmth in the hand Arden had touched as he followed his friend out, his fingers tingling.
You've been listening to The Giant's Gamble by Alexis Fienendahl and based on the Storm King's Thunder D&D campaign. For more stories written by me, you can visit my blog at alexisfienendahl.com or click the link provided in the show notes. You can also subscribe to my podcast so you can keep hearing stories by me. Thanks for listening.